The month of April can go in one of two very different directions. I think as teachers, as educators, we can have an awesome April, but I also think, unfortunately, an awful April is on the table. In fact, I don't think that those two emotions are just for the month of April. I think those can apply to every month of the school year, to every single day within our school settings. And I think as teachers, we oftentimes get to choose which path we want to go. Do we want to have an awesome April? Do we want to have an awful April? Not everything in education is within our control. But I do think that we get to choose our attitudes, and I do think that we get the opportunity to choose some simple strategies to help take our teaching to a whole nother level. And that's exactly what we're going to tackle in today's episode. Three really easy ideas that you can try out with your school and your students immediately. Not a lot of prep, because all you need is a paper and a pen. Literally, three ideas that you can implement immediately, and all you need is a paper, a pen, and no prep. If that sounds too good to be true, it's not. And what's really cool about this episode is I've invited my great friend Jack Berkmeyer, and we are going to be laughing throughout this episode. We are going to be learning throughout this episode, and I am confident that these ideas are going to help you have an awesome April, no doubt about it. So if you're needing a little energy, if you're needing a little love, if you're needing a little humor, you're in the right place.
There is awesome in every single school day. Here is the big question. How can teachers like us, who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life. Here's what's up. It's April, and at this point in the year,
Time flies,
and shit is hitting the fan, and our kids are not engaged anymore, and they are having a struggle fest, and quite frankly, we are having a struggle fest, okay? So the question is, we're all having struggles. The question is, how can we effectively engage kids and end the school year on a good note? So guess what? We're delivering three ideas.
Yeah, and you know, I firmly believe right now it is very hard to motivate.
We can't motivate these kids.
Yes, I think it's very hard to motivate kids.
In general.
It's extremely difficult. Yeah. And I think, like, you could literally set a gerbil on fire, shoot it across the room, and a kid would be like, I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah, that's not even cool.
And by the way, please do not do that.
Yeah. Our liability insurance is marginal at best.
But I feel like we feel like we have to do this dog and pony kind of stuff.
For sure.
Sometimes, what do I always say? I think we're overcomplicating education. Can we make it simpler? Can we keep it easy?
Yes.
So I've got an easy one to start us off.
Do it.
And I'm so excited that Monica had paper to do this, because this is really a lot of work.
He asked for a sheet of paper, and I handed him a note card, and he's like, what is this? And I was like, I thought you just needed to take some notes.
No.
I didn't know we were playing Wheel of Fortune.
This isn't even a wheel.
Okay.
This is a pyramid. Okay.
So I thought this was the puzzle. No. Right? I thought this is like, and you were going to turn the Vanna White letters.
This is like a pyramid. Do you see that? So like, here's the top.
This
of the
is actually an episode about marketing. This is a pyramid scheme. Okay. We want to sell you oils. Stay tuned.
Essential oils.
Essential oils.
Because if you buy them, They're essential.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. So we have a story pyramid, right? This is what I call the best exit ticket on the face of the earth and the best graphic organizer on the face of the earth. Because I think a great example is that teachers, we should all kind of teach one or two. Here's why. If I spend 18 days using one graphic organizer, you use another, that's too much time.
Yeah.
In other words, kids have to adjust. So here it is. Let's say, for example, that it's science.
Okay.
So what you could do is on this first one, you would literally say name of the science experiment. And they put the name of the science experiment here.
Okay.
And then the second one would be two kids burned by the acid while doing the science experiment. And then the third would be three inappropriate words they shouted while being burned by the acid in the... Nothing. All right, but you could use it for English.
I think name we need. Yeah, let's do a real lesson because at this point, people are like, "Are we organizing our evidence, but for the school board before we get fired? Okay. Is that what we're doing?"
Fine. Okay. All right. Name of the main character.
Okay.
Two words describing the main character.
Okay.
Three words describing the setting. Four words describing the conflict.
Okay.
Leader of the war.
Yeah.
What continents were they in?
Got it, okay, got it, got it. I mean? Yes.
Name of the science experiment.
Yes.
Two kids burned by the acid.
Okay. Okay, I actually really like this. Yeah.
But isn't this a good exit ticket?
Because
if I see that kids can't fill out the four, they're only giving me three, that means that they're missing some of the content.
Yeah.
And then that means you can reteach.
Right.
So it's a simple little assessment, simple little pre, you know, and you can do this for like prior knowledge too.
Yeah.
Like you could throw up a topic on the board and say, you know, how not to be burned by acid in science.
We got stuck. We are stuck on this. Okay.
You. I thought it was funny. Okay.
Okay.
What's yours?
I really like that. Okay.
Thank you.
So this is cool. I'm going to use this as an assignment. So this is the exit ticket. I didn't know this was going to work so well. Okay. So let's say that this was the exit ticket.
Yeah.
And there's a minute before the kids go to the bus or a minute before the next bell rings for the next class period family. So exit tickets, I think, can be graded, but I generally don't grade mine. For me, it's a quick checkpoint.
Yeah.
But to say to the kid, like, yep, good job, I think sometimes our kids need some sort of positive reinforcement or visual reinforcement that, like, you saw mine and I did a good job. That doesn't mean it's graded. It doesn't mean it's graded. But how can we quickly do it, right? So some common things would be to, like, put a star on the sheet of paper. Common, right? You ever put a star on a kid's paper? Like, I saw that.
No, I have real stickers.
Okay. Well, not all of us are that, living that bougie teacher life, okay? So, no.
It's a little sticker.
Okay. So we could do a sticker. We could. Okay? A smiley face. Lovely. Did you ever put a smiley face on a paper for a kid?
No, frowns. Okay. Yeah. No. Yes, I agree. A little. I can do a smiley face.
Yes.
I would do a smiley face. I'm putting that on there.
Okay. So
I've just been horrible you today.
Here's my today. Exit slip star.
Yeah.
This is really dumb, but this is really awesome because I think it's just super silly. So one of my favorite things to do, and ironically, I do it with a green marker in my classroom, and it doesn't have to be Sharpie if you're not one of them bougie teachers. Go to the $1.25 tree, get 12 markers, but I call it a squiggler. Okay. So basically, and I want to do this.
Why
live,
green?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Why not green? Okay.
Okay.
So it's like, hey, Machenta, did you see my exit slip? And I'm like, oh yeah, I totally saw it. Like, here's your green squiggler. And they're like, that means I saw it. Okay.
No, that means they shopped at Costco.
Nope. That sometimes they look like this. Okay. There's your green squiggler. So I literally am going around and I'm just taking my marker and making some sort of absolutely redonkulous design. I'm like, ooh, yes, that is good. You get you a green squiggler. Absolutely. And the kids start comparing. They're like, what's your green squiggler look like? Yeah, check out my green squiggler. Like, and then it becomes kind of like clouds. You know how you look at clouds and you're like, oh, I see Bambi jumping over some corn. Then they're like, oh my gosh, mine looks like a W that's on fire. It's so stupid.
Huh.
But it is so substantial because it's different. And I think it different is dynamic and simple.
Ooh. Could you say that again?
Put it on a mug.
Different.
Different.
That's a teacher.
Different is dynamic.
That's a teacher.
Right?
I still think you stole it from Costco. Because like, if you ever
Costco?
Go to Costco. Yes, because they check your receipt.
Oh.
Have you ever noticed?
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
just pretend. And they're just being nosy is what they're really being.
Let me
but
see
they
your
just
receipt.
Do this. They literally just do like this.
Yeah.
And it's like a squiggle at the end of your receipt. And so when you do that, I go, oh my gosh, you're buying too much stuff at Costco.
Yes.
All right. I like that.
Yeah.
Because it's silly.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that. Again, we're becoming, what, too serious in education. So if you make that silly, I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that. In fact, I'm going to sign all books like that from now on.
Yeah. Mr. Berkmeyer, we would really like your Herbie Hancock in our book.
Do you know what I always say about that? It decreases the value. All right. It's very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right.
Last idea.
I'm switching mine because you made fun of me in the index card.
You didn't even write your ideas down. What are you looking for?
This is a good one. This is one that I forgot all about.
Okay.
Do you
need a fresh note card?
Oh, I would love a fresh note card. Thank you so much.
Here you go.
Oh, my gosh. There's a thank you card in there for Jack Berkmeyer. So here's what I need you to do.
Okay.
And this is really great for pre and post knowledge.
Okay.
But it isn't so much about the index card as it is about the fact that I'm frustrated that most of our kids communicate like this.
Right.
Correct?
Yeah.
You know, face down,
for
head
sure.
down,
yeah.
Texting. Yeah. There's lack of eye contact.
For sure.
And eye contact is a social skill, yes or no.
Yes.
So in other words, so how can I manipulate that situation, right? How can I get kids to do that? So you can use vocabulary, you can use historical places, you could use science equipment, you can use any content, anything that you have, and just make one or two words. It could be novels, it could be books, mm-hmm. whatever you're studying that week.
Okay.
You could literally put some things on there. And it's the old heads up, Ellen kind
yeah,
of thing,
yeah, yeah.
the headbands or
yeah.
whatever. So it's that game, but it's not that. It really is this. Because, okay, look away.
Okay, I'm not looking.
Okay. Oh, no, you have to write something on there.
Oh, okay.
I totally
You want me to write something.
I'm going to guess.
Okay.
Right, you're going to put it to your forehead.
Okay, all right, got it.
Oh, no, yes. Wait, am I got this wrong?
What the hell? Know your idea, Jack. What are we doing?
Okay. Yes, you write on there and I'm going to put it on my forehead. Okay, there we go. I've got this right. I am so sorry. This could be the worst of the worst here. All right, I love it.
The spelling count.
Yes,
that spelling Mr. Berkmeyer, the spelling count.
All right.
Okay.
So, I'm going to take this and I'm putting it to my forehead and then basically I'm going to ask you questions. There can be two rounds of this.
Okay.
Either I don't know what this is and you don't know what this is and you're going to give me clues.
Okay.
So right now we're going to play one round where I would ask you clues.
Okay, got
In other
it.
Words, is this part of science?
Yes. Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes.
Is it an equipment piece for
no,
science?
No, not
is
equipment.
Is it?
Why are you cheating? Oh my God.
I just realized I could do that. Is it? I can't read it.
Okay. That's true, actually.
Is it earth science?
It could be. Yeah.
Is it a plant or an organism?
No.
Oh, okay. Is it chemical based?
No.
Is it body part?
No.
Is it?
It could be.
It could be. All right. Now, that's one way to do this.
Okay.
The other is I'm going to hold this up there and you're going to try to give me clues to see if I can get it.
Got it.
Okay. So it can go either way this way.
Yes.
Love it.
So, a larva to a butterfly, we call this.
Caterpillar.
Yes, that's true. But a caterpillar.
Butterfly.
No, the whole process that this goes through.
Oh, crystallization.
Kind of. Okay, but a frog could do it too. It goes from like a tadpole to it's got like gills and it's a process. And eventually we call this process.
Oh.
It starts with the same letter as my name.
Metamorphosis.
Yes!
And when I think of Monica, I think of metamorphosis. That is awesome.
Okay.
But see, you go from bigger ideas.
Yes.
And then, of course, if I'm struggling, then you break it down into smaller little things.
Yes.
Absolutely. But what was this really about?
Well, I think it can be really engaging for content and curriculum. But I think it's also, the SEL teacher in me says, that's great communication. That's great. Like, we were locked and loaded.
Yeah.
Like, because it's a game.
Yeah.
And I think all kids are competitive. It just is expressed differently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's so many good components to that.
Yeah, and what I realized...
No prep, no cost.
No. And again, this is, it's just a simple little activity. And what I, like I said, what I truly, truly do like about it is that it's great for pre and post knowledge as well.
Yeah.
Like, if a kid doesn't know anything, and no one in the group knows anything as well, then you know that's something you really, really have to teach. And you're right, we were locked and loaded.
Yeah.
In fact, I learned that I need to clean your glasses after
we're
done with this
episode. Oh, my glasses
episode.
Are always
yeah,
smudgy. Don't get me started.
Glasses. I know,
okay.
I know.
Because kids are like, Miss Chantal. And I'm like, why are you that even close to me right
exactly.
now? Yeah. Okay.
That's my old joke. Remember, I have an invisible hula hoop.
Yes. Oh, wow. Okay.
Stop overcomplicating this.
Absolutely.
And you know what else this does? Is it does feed dopamine. Because here's the thing. It's tactile. It's hands-on.
Mm-hmm.
It's verbal. You know, the gaming industry taps into that whole differently,
absolutely.
Right? That we can't compete with that. We
right.
cannot. You really messed up. That's awesome.
They're very
smudgy. Really, like I said, we can't compete with that. this does feed a dopamine level.
Absolutely.
Because when I do this with a group of teachers and they go and do it with kids, it gets louder and louder and louder.
Oh, yeah.
It becomes more exciting. Kids actually are screaming and yelling when the kid actually gets the card. And that's what it's all about, is how to motivate kids. Sometimes it's simple little things. I joke, like right now, that we have kids that even love a scratch and sniff. You know what I mean? Because why? They can smell, which is something, again, the gaming industry, you can't smell. So,
well, I would say to that, because you brought up a good point, that it does get noisy. And so what I want to end with, my kind of final tip is, don't be afraid of educational noise. Because there is a big difference between chaos in a classroom and educational noise. And I think sometimes we get judgy McJudgerson of each other. We're like, God, did you hear all of that noise coming out of Miss Genta's classroom? And so people think, like, she has no classroom management, or, like, everything's a party in her classroom. And I would argue, absolutely not. In my classroom, there's educational noise, and it's different than chaos in a classroom.
I totally agree. And you're right. Stop being judgy McJudgerson. You know, this right now, the issue with education, teachers, we're in a crisis. It's hard to get teachers, the last person. Everyone judges us outside of the building. No one should judge us on the inside of the building. You know, here's my belief. Are you trying to build good relationships with kids?
Hell yes.
Are you trying to deliver your curriculum?
For sure.
Then leave you alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. So let's end this school year on a good note and try these ideas. If you are trying one of these ideas, please, please, please tag us on social media. Share out the idea with all of your teacher BFFs so they can try it as well. Wishing you an awesome April and a great end to the school year.
I know some people, spring breaks have just finished.
I know.
Ready for spring break?
Yeah.
Spring break, spring break.
Joking around with friends and laughing and learning with people who share your same passion is definitely something that I think is going to help us have an awesome April. I'm confident that if you try these ideas, that they're going to work and they're going to create a whole lot of fun. And I think sometimes as teachers, we are so focused on ending the year on a good note that we start to panic and we're like, oh man, I want it to be such a positive end to the year. But we're also panicking because we're like, I'm tired, I'm stressed out, I don't know if I have the energy to constantly be trying new ideas or implementing super engaging things. And so if you liked these ideas, I am 100% confident that you will like some of the engaging resources that I want to share with you. Things like battle brackets, things like 180 days of awesome SEO, which is a fully planned SEL curriculum. Maybe you're needing something for an engaging activity for your morning meeting or advisory. Maybe you are needing some activities for your science class, because as a fellow science teacher, I get, like, kids respond well to hands-on, but hands-on takes a whole lot of time to plan. If you are wanting some things to help you have an awesome April, you can check out monicagenta.com/shop. That's Monica, GENTA.com/shop. And on that link, there are so many opportunities for you to snatch up some resources that are going to help you in this school year on a good note. I put a direct link for that in the show notes, but that's monicagenta.com/shop. If you want some awesome resources, that is going to help get you there. Friends, I want to thank you so much for laughing and learning with Jack and myself. I hope that you have a teacher BFF that just lights that fire inside of you and helps you to live this teacher life in a way that is full of passion and purpose. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, because maybe this is your first episode ever, be sure to like and follow so these episodes are dropping into your podcast platform every single Sunday night, so you are ready for your commutes to or from school on Monday. Thank you so much for listening, but most importantly, thank you for living this teacher life.